It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Pharmacists and doctors in Colorado have new options to reduce some harmful effects of opioid use. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
A law that goes into effect today could clear away some of the barriers that prevent the use of drugs like naloxone that are meant to treat overdoses. Health insurers must now reimburse hospitals for the reversal drugs in certain cases. The law also allows people to administer drugs that may have expired without fear of lawsuits or prosecution. The law could also make it easier for nonprofits to offer clean syringes for people using drugs by ensuring that local health boards don't have authority over the programs. The bipartisan legislation is part of a landmark effort in Colorado to curb opioid abuse. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado recently cut about $26 million for drug treatment programs because of the pandemic's effect on the state budget. Cannabis sales in Colorado are at all-time highs. The state says recreational sales were up nearly 35% in July over the previous year. Taxes and fees from cannabis sales reached new records in August, more than $40 million. Health officials in Larimer County worry that a concert over the weekend could slow the county's ability to safely reopen. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports.
California Christian leader Sean Foyt performed at City Park in Fort Collins. Hundreds of people attended, and video shows they stood close to one another, singing along, many not wearing face masks. A spokeswoman with the health department says if there's a coronavirus outbreak, it could jeopardize the county's ability to move into the next phase of the state's reopening plan and delay students' return to in-person school. Foyt led a similar event Saturday in Colorado Springs. Both are part of his tour through the country to defy or protest coronavirus-related rules that have put restrictions on houses of worship. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
Fort Collins and the Front Range have highs today in the 80s. This is CPR News.